Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? I'm Scott Henin. Kevin Flint is here, and we're getting rolling with a Monday edition of the program. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with a former advisor to U.S. Energy Secretary Sam Bodman. Craig Stevens is his name, with the GAIN Coalition. There's a new film out called How to Blow Up a Pipeline. Isn't that nice?
I saw that over the weekend.
Did you see the movie?
No, I saw that there was one.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of like a Babylon Bee thing.
Yeah.
But it turns out, no.
This is real.
Yeah.
There's actually a book of the same title. And now the movie is out. It was released on Friday. And, you know, the radical left, you know, previously said, you know, divest. Get out of this. You should not invest your money in banks or companies that do this kind of work, banks that finance them and companies that do it.
I heard the sequel is How to Get Shot in the Head When You're Trying to Blow Up a Pipeline.
And then it was marches, right? They were going to do marches and encampments.
Yeah.
And
come on.
And now it's just,
stop.
Let's blow up the pipeline.
Just stop.
Tell you about that at the bottom of the hour on the program. Senator Kevin Cramer joins us next hour, and we'll talk about everything from the news that Joe Biden's likely running. I think that's what he says here. See what you say. He's with Al Roker from NBC for the White House Easter egg roll this morning. And listen to what he says.
Are you saying that you would be taking part in our upcoming election in 2024?
Well, I'll either be rolling egg or, you know, being the you know, the guy who's pushing them out.
Come on. Help a brother out. Make some news for me.
I plan on running, Al, but we're not prepared to announce it yet.
All right. Well,
that's saying absolutely nothing. You can add that one to the long list too, Kev. I think of very eloquent quotes from the 46th president of the United States.
I think like everybody else does.
He doesn't even know where he is, what he's doing.
Oh my God!
Nothing. He says, "Hey, you know, yes, pistachio ice, chicken, chocolate chip ice cream."
I'll be rolling, rolling them out.
Top of my class. Look it up.
Anyway, Kevin Cramer will be here to talk about that. The Farm Bill, I think this leak is not getting enough attention out of the Pentagon. You got the United States of America throwing allies under the bus by leaking sensitive information. So we're going to talk with Senator Cramer, a member of the Armed Services Committee, about that. And last week's spin on the Afghan withdrawal, which is fine. Everything was fine about it. Don't you know, Kev? No chaos.
It was like the scene in Animal House with Kevin Bacon screaming, "All is well.
There's
remain
nothing.
Calm."
No. Listen to John Kirby. Everything was fine.
Listen to that guy.
And so for all this talk of chaos, I just didn't see it. Not from my perch.
Chaotic evacuations now unfolding, evoking the fall of Saigon in 1975.
There's hysteria. You have Taliban fighters with whips, with guns. You have U.S. and U.K. soldiers who are not allowing people in. You have mixed messaging. It is just an absolute absolute mess.
Desperate Afghanis clinging to the hulls of U.S. military planes, some even appearing to fall to their deaths after one plane took off.
An emboldened and stronger Taliban that has greater access to weapons and technology that we supplied. They had been going to the airport for 2 weeks, trying desperately to get out. They couldn't get past the Taliban.
Breaking news, and it's difficult. A number of U.S. service members were killed at the Kabul airport. A number of others are being treated for wounds.
Hundreds of Americans who wanted to leave, and thousands of lawful permanent residents of the United States, and countless Afghan allies have been left behind.
Right. But remember, there's...
And so for all this talk of chaos, I just didn't see it.
Not... Right, yeah. So you just had a little happy talk there, you know?
And yeah.
Those were all news reports, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Nothing to...
reporting on that.
And if you remember back when they were having the House hearings, the Marine that testified about it and had this to say. Well, they turned his...
Good morning, Chairman, Ranking Member Meeks, and members of Congress. Thank you for inviting me to speak to you all about my Marine Corps Scout Sniper Team's experience during the evacuation in Kabul, Afghanistan. This is my perspective. This is my account, not the DOD's. I'm Sergeant Tyler Justin Vargas Andrews. I'm 25 years old and from Northern California, a professionally instructed gunman and radio operator for my team. My sniper team was Reaper 2, part of Victor 2-1 Weapons Company, attached to Echo Company, 2nd Battalion, 1st Marines from Camp Pendleton, California.
So pretty solid resume from that young man.
Right.
He goes on to say, and you can look him up, Marine Sergeant delivers his testimony, that they had the bomber that killed 13 Marines in their sights. They had him. They knew who he was. They spotted and identified him. They called for the kill order. They called for the order, and they, you know what they got? They got, I'll get back to you.
Silence.
Hang on. I'll get back to you. Just wait there. Well, no, he's here right now. He's heading towards it, and, you know, what, half hour later, 20 minutes later, the guy pulled the trigger on the bomb, and that was it. But we'll get back to you. Hang on. Let me check with the guy. The guy knows the guy. Here, hang on. I'll find out if it's okay. If that's not chaos in an environment like that, and everything that comes from something that, when you hear that, and he was in tears talking about it. No chaos, John Kirby? Nothing? Not from your perch? How did that guy make admiral?
It's really, really sad. So we'll ask Senator Kramer about that. Also want to ask about this interesting approach by Democrats regarding a court ruling on an abortion medication. You know, it's funny how they think they know more than the courts. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They're ready to overrule the courts. Listen to...
Well, that's because they can't take no for an answer, Scott.
Representative Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yeah.
Also
she's
known
the
as
queen of it.
AOC. Listen to what she says.
But I do not believe that the courts have the authority to have the authority over the FDA that they just asserted. And I do believe that it creates a crisis.
Wait a minute.
But I do not believe that the courts have the authority to have the authority over the FDA that they just asserted.
Okay, did Kamala...
As the bartender.
Did Kamala Harris write that for her?
The bartender just spoke. Come on.
How's that for a word salad? I don't believe the courts have the authority to have the authority over the FDA. The courts
I do believe, however, that Cointreau is the best accompaniment with a good margarita.
Because it's very common knowledge that the FDA is the end-all, be-all. You're right. I mean, nobody can hold them accountable whatsoever.
Well, most of the times when she talks, it's the answer is actually no. It does have that. And
she's not
you
alone.
You don't care what you believe. You know, you believe? Oh, well, yeah.
The Health and
I believe I can fly.
The Health and Human Services Secretary in the Biden cabinet. Says, look out here. We got some ideas.
But are you taking it off the table that you will recommend the FDA ignore a ban?
Everything is on the table. The president said that way back when the Dobbs decision came out. Every option is on the table.
All right, including...
Is that Levine?
Ignoring the court.
Is that Rachel Levine?
No, that's Becerra.
Oh.
The Health and Human Services Secretary.
Okay. Yeah.
So we can ask Senator Kramer about that as well. But you get some kind of the highlights from the weekend there for sure on the program. So we're going to get to it. Here's a story that is just developing today. You know, the House and Senate in North Dakota voted to ban cities from doing approval and rank voting. We had a great conversation last week on the dangers of approval voting and rank voting, right? Well, the House this morning voted 71 to 17 to override the governor on that. That bill now goes to the Senate. So we have a showdown brewing over House Bill 1273, again, which would do away with Fargo's approval voting system. I'd like us to return to America when it comes to voting. I don't know. Call me crazy. Where you have one vote, one person. And the battle here is the whole home rule charter ordeal. And I'd be curious what you want on this. Would you want the governor's override to be sustained? Meaning that the state legislature shouldn't be able to tell cities what to do? Or you do you believe in this particular case, because we're talking about approval voting, banning it elsewhere and undoing it in Fargo is a good thing, as clearly the House does. We'll see what the Senate says, but 71 to 17 there. Tell me what you think. 701-271-1100 on What's on Your Mind. More after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hettinger, Kenner, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I love me my Chevy. That's right. Cruising along Chevy Silverado High Country. Oh, my gosh, is it great. Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy, has a Chevy for you just waiting. You know, I took down a buck in this Chevy like there was, it was like a gnat on the windshield. That's how I took that. It was a big buck, I'm telling you. Did I feel it? Yes. But that thing was put right down. No airbags go off. Nothing. Seatbelt tightened up. OnStar on the phone immediately. Do you need 911 emergency service? Absolutely incredible. The technology in these things that you just sort of take for granted are pretty amazing. PucklitzValleyCity.com has one waiting for you right now. Or stop and see a Main Avenue Valley City. North Dakota's home for Chevy. Pucklitz. Matt in Jamestown, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Scott. I don't like approval voting at all, but I do not, even worse, I don't like what the party in Bismarck is doing. Bismarck, that used to be what the Democrats thought, that Bismarck knows better than the voters around the state. They don't. That's for the locals to decide. Same thing when it comes to whatever the local issues are. Government is always better at the local level. And the Republicans are going to, mark my words, it's going to come back to bite them, because the way things are today is not the way they will always be. And once you start thinking that you know better in Bismarck than the locals, it's the path to the end. So my advice, I want my old Republican Party back that actually believes in local control. That's where I stand on.
You know, Matt, I agree with you completely when it comes to sort of the basic tenet that government closest to the people is the government that's best and knows best. In this case, you've got a battle over the Home Rule Charter. I have to say, though, when it comes to standards in elections, I do think that's a role to have one rule statewide that would make some sense. You know what I mean?
But it doesn't apply to statewide elections. It applies to, it only applies to local ones.
Well, it's looking
statewide election. It doesn't do it for the governor, right?
No,
it doesn't do it for your legislator or senator. So it's not something that at a statewide election policy that even applies.
Now, by statewide, I mean community by community. It's setting a standard on how elections can be conducted and held. And I think there's some merit to that.
And why should someone in Bismarck decide what by community to community what that should be?
Well, when you say someone in Bismarck who's deciding on it is legislators from Fargo, from, you know, these communities deciding. They're obviously representatives of the communities in which they serve. So, you know, it isn't like
a single one in the communities in which they serve are even voting for it. They're all from outside that jurisdiction.
Yeah. By the way, that was true on the
not
the original
single vote.
Yeah, and that was one of the reasons cited by the governor. You're right, for vetoing it. Now I don't know if the override that changed because you've got pretty overwhelming support here, 71-17. I don't know if it held there as well. But I hear what you're saying, Matt. It's a tough one. Appreciate your call. Here's an off-air call that came in during the break from a listener.
Yes, this is Rich. I live in Fargo here, and I most certainly hope that the Senate now will override this Democrat governor that we have on his veto of that ranked choice voting. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. We're one for one here. If you have a question or a comment on this, welcome and get it in here while we have time to talk about it at 701-271-1100 or text in a comment 701-237-1590. 71-17 was the vote this morning overwhelmingly by the North Dakota House. Now goes to the Senate and whether that override of Governor Burgum would stick. Governor Burgum obviously felt strongly about this. One thing that is brewing in the state legislature right now is the governor puts on the charm offensive on some things that he wants done, like on tax cuts and whatnot, some of his key priorities. You know, you get appropriations bills and the final funding of different things, and it's crunch time right now, right? So the governor needs to schmooze some members to get what he wants. And at the same time, he's poking the bear with vetoes. It's dangerous. And he knows that, but he obviously feels strongly enough about that that he's doing some of these, including one other one that he vetoed, which was House Bill 1463. I'm not entirely sure why they did this one, but it exempts the legislature from holding recorded roll call votes on non-procedural votes on consideration of bill amendments. So it's inside baseball at the legislature, but the governor vetoed that, and the House this morning has also overridden that veto, so it'll go to the Senate now on overriding the veto as well. People can vote one way on a particular bill, but when it comes to the vetoes, they're more likely to pick up votes because people don't like the fact that the governor's meddling in what the legislature did. It also makes it more difficult for him to get what he wants. So, interesting times to follow this for sure. Do you think the governor's veto should be sustained or should it be overruled when it comes to an issue we've watched closely in the legislature this year, and that is the approval voting that's in place for North Dakota? What the bill would do is say, you can't do this in North Dakota. Right now, nobody else does rank or approval voting, but it would lay the groundwork and say, you can't do it. At the same time, it would undo Fargo. You want my idea for a solution here, Kev?
Please. Bring it.
I think the city of Fargo should announce another vote on this. The city commission should vote to put the back on the ballot and let citizens vote.
With enough of a campaign to get the truth out there about the whole thing.
Right, pay some attention to it.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Exactly. Put some, yep.
And both sides can get a little campaign going.
We know what we're dealing with, or you know what you're dealing with.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see if it really is that.
Because it's the only place it exists.
Right.
So you could put an exemption in the law. And it's probably too late for that.
Now, wasn't voter turnout on this on the last election just dismal?
Well, they usually are. I don't remember voter turnout on that particular election. But
better get mobile.
Yeah. They usually are. Let's have that vote again. And let somebody sing the praises of approval voting. Wow. And by the way, for those that say, well, when you have 10 candidates running for a race, somebody can win with a very small percentage, right? Have a runoff then. That works for a lot of other places. Go that route.
Pretty easy.
Exactly right.
Flip a coin at that point. Pick one.
Mike, traveling Highway 11, will get you in here next when we come back, and we'll talk about how to blow up a pipeline, the movie.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Kinder Care in West Fargo is hiring. Kinder Care could be your happy place. What a great atmosphere. Just like home. They're in search of an assistant resident care manager. $25 per hour starting. Yearly bonus. Shift is 3 to 11 p.m. Paid vacation. Paid sick time. Paid holidays. And you must be licensed to distribute medication in North Dakota. Go to KinderCareFargo.com to apply. KinderCareFargo.com to apply for the assistant resident care manager position open now. At Kinder Care, your happy place. West Fargo.
USA News Update.
There's a new champion at the Masters Golf Tournament in Augusta, Georgia over the weekend. John Rahm from Spain gets his first green jacket.
At one point, he definitely, you know, when I was in 10, they were finishing, you know, my couple different ideas crossed my mind that I didn't want to think about.
The Environmental Protection Agency is expected to propose new rules limiting engine emissions this week as part of a plan to accelerate a transition to electric vehicles in the United States. Announcing curbing pollution from vehicles is a crucial aspect of the U.S. pledge under the Paris Agreement to cut emissions. The EPA official emphasized the proposal process is not yet final. Governor Brad Little, the Republican from Idaho, is moving to protect minors and unborn babies' lives by signing an abortion trafficking bill into law. The law, the first in the United States, makes it illegal for an adult to help a minor get an abortion without parental consent. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On Your Mind is brought to you by Patriot Mobile. You're tired of sending your hard-earned money to people who don't really like you very much, who are the king of wokes, all those big wireless cell phone companies.
I think you mean inclusive.
Is that what I mean?
Yeah.
Patriot Mobile is here for you now more than ever. Support companies and organizations that share your values. And my favorite thing about Patriot Mobile, not only do they share our beliefs, but they actually do something about it. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. First responders and veterans and they love America. Constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes, and they have discounts too. For veterans and first responders. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Mike's traveling Highway 11 today. Want to weigh in on our discussion on the governor's veto. Go ahead, Mike. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott. Thanks for answering my call. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
The governor should have never done what he did. I mean, the legislature spoke. It is what it is. And the other thing is our legislatures are going rogue. I mean, we voted 3-1 for term limits, and now they're trying to change all that. I mean, we ain't no better than Minnesota.
Trying to remember what they did on term limits. I didn't think it was anything too awful. I'm trying to remember what it was. But I hear you.
Postpone it or
is that what it is? Is it delay of implementation? You know what? I'll make a note and we'll have somebody on to talk about the changes there. I think Jim Casper was in the middle of that, so we can ask him or some others.
It was 3-1 votes. I mean, the people want term limits, and they're trying to wiggle their way out of it. That we're not happy anymore.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, I think that when something's voted on and then there are changes made to it, I understand it's part of the process. I mean, they can do it. So that's what they did. But it still is a reason to raise the eyebrows and say, what's the intent here? Why are we doing that? And it makes sense, Mike. And
right. And if you can get somebody on to explain all this to me, I would really appreciate it. Enjoy your show.
I'll make a note of it, Mike. Thank you very much. Appreciate your call. Texter says, why does North Dakota's governor want ranked choice voting? Because he's a friend of Bill Gates, and Bill Gates wants to control all the people. I honestly believe the reason the governor vetoed the approval ranked choice banning in the bill that the legislature passed is because of the Home Rule Charter, defending the Home Rule Charter and local control. I really do. I don't think it was because of an affection for approval voting in Fargo. But I understand people are going to have all kinds of different theories. That's for sure. Another listener says, residents of Fargo had no clue what they were doing when they installed approval voting. The mayor and council members are not capable of understanding how destructive this is. Get it out of here. I agree. Get it out of here. Question is how to get it out of here. Ban it by the state legislature or another vote? And in my mind, I think it's okay for the legislature to say, here's a standard on how we want elections conducted in the state. And it does not include rank or approval voting. I think that's okay. I really do. And that's what they passed. Now, they could have exempted Fargo, and Fargo could stand up and say, hey, we'll have another vote and see what voters decide. But they decided to say, no, Fargo, get rid of it. And I think a lot of people feel like that texter does as well. All right, some other questions for Senator Kevin Cramer by text, and we'll do those next hour for him. I thought of something else I wanted to ask him about. Oh, Chris Christie, saying the only Republican that couldn't beat Donald Trump, couldn't beat Joe Biden is Donald Trump. What do you think of that, Kev? Chris Christie should just go away. That's what I think about it. He said, Donald Trump is the only Republican that couldn't beat Joe Biden. That's what Chris Christie thinks. Yeah.
Well, we'll let the primary decide, and we'll see how it plays out.
Exactly right. Our next guest is a spokesman for the GAIN Coalition, Grow America's Infrastructure Now. Former top advisor to U.S. Energy Secretary Bodman, our friend Craig Stevens is here, who has made me aware, I was not aware, of a movie called How to Blow Up a Pipeline, believe it or not. Craig, welcome back to the program. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Scott. Thanks for having me back. Hope you're doing well.
I am, and I appreciate how you track the, I'll just call them crazies. There are a lot of words for them, but these eco-terrorists, that's what they are, eco-terrorists, and they're up to it again. What is How to Blow Up a Pipeline? What is this book, this movie?
Yeah, so it was a movie. It is a movie that was just released theatrically on Friday. There were some previews for it earlier in the week and actually late 2 weeks ago, you know, at some film festivals. And it takes a pretty descriptive look. It is fictional. It is fictionalized, but it takes a pretty descriptive look of how individuals should and could blow up a pipeline. I think what's really concerning is, now, I've not seen the movie. I've only read reports of it. I'm not going to spend my money on it. But I've seen some reported out, and you know, they get pretty in the weeds as to how to do it. And those who are funding the movie believe that this is an appropriate response to protest. And I think that's really troubling. I know that you had some folks up there who tried to blow up a pipeline and more successful in damaging a pipeline. Jessica Resnick and Ruby Montoya, we talked about them a couple years ago. They're both in jail now for, you know, 6, 7, 8 years. And I think that's the only appropriate response for any of these eco-terrorists who decide that they're going to take the law into their own hands and go beyond the rule of the law and try to blow these national infrastructure projects up.
You know, what I think is most amazing is that this movie is not getting more attention. Kev, imagine if there was a movie, How to Blow Up an Abortion Clinic, you know, in the middle of the movie, so it didn't exist anymore. Do you think that would be...
Yeah, How to Blow Up a BLM Rally.
Right.
How to Blow Up a, yeah.
Every evening newscast would lead with these crazy right-wing radical... People that that you know don't support abortion are actually putting out a film, and this How to Blow Up a Pipeline is going out there, and it's like I guess we're yawning. It's unbelievable. It's crazy. You mentioned funding. Who's funding this crap, Craig?
Yeah. So there's actually a couple of folks who you know of course have their agendas. There's at least two that have gone through public affairs firms, so I assume that they're getting that's just a way for them to. To block some of the funding and create and make it more of a dark hole for folks. But I'll tell you, the FBI took this seriously and they put out a bulletin to their folks, to their the law enforcement across the country to keep an eye out on this. I think you're right. It is surprising that no one's really talking about it. And that's really where I come down as someone who, you know, you and I are talking about it now and I don't want to give it any more fuel. But it's to your point. I mean, it is unbelievable that this can be done. It can be done in a theatrical way for entertainment, but also for educational purposes. And it's troubling. It's certainly troubling. It's also incredibly short-sighted and it's dangerous. I mean, right now, you know, we're seeing a war in Ukraine that is simply, it is ongoing simply because of the amount of energy that is, and especially natural gas, that Russia is in charge of. And we saw Europe for a long time, for the better part of 7 or 8 months, waver in its commitment to Ukraine until the U.S. was able to say we're going to step in or we're going to fill the gap when it comes to the natural gas that Europe needs, especially Germany. And if we start attacking our U.S. infrastructure, we're already attacking development, as you know, is what you're seeing up in North Dakota. We're not allowing the development to happen, especially under this administration. But if we start to attack the pipeline, the infrastructure, and can't get this to the global market, it will only increase and strengthen the hand of people like President Putin. And that is an absolute shame that these eco-terrorists are playing right into the hands of the Russians, certainly by proxy, are fighting his war on our soil. And that is detrimental to the United States. It's detrimental to our economic interests. It's also detrimental to our national security interests.
Why do they hate pipelines so much when it's the safest mode of transport for energy fuels?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's because they think, and they're right. I mean, to some, it is the most popular route. It is the safest route. It is the most economical route. It is the greenest way to get energy to market. And it's also the way that we get most of our energy to market. So what they want to do is they want to blow up this infrastructure. It's to cut the veins to kill the heart. And the heart is U.S. energy, North American energy. I'll even expand it out to that. You know, you and I saw what happened to Keystone. Right up there and right above the right north of the border. I just imagine if Keystone XL was operating right now, that's about 1 million barrels of oil a day and how that could actually influence the global market. You know, right now we just had Saudi Arabia surprise everybody by declaring a cut out of OPEC. I mean, that was a shock 2 weeks ago. And that's going to lead to higher prices here going into the summer months. If we had Keystone XL going, it wouldn't even matter because we'd be able to replace that supply immediately. And I think what's happening are these folks are so smitten with the green agenda. And look, I support wind. You got a lot of wind up there, up in North Dakota, and I support wind. And I think Gain certainly does. Gain supports nuclear. Gain supports hydro. We believe in the all of the above. I was just down in Louisiana last week looking at a boat that's going to go service some offshore wind terminals once those get constructed. So we support all of the above. We got to do what we can just to increase U.S. energy and but it's important to get that energy not only developed. We've got to use our infrastructure to get it to market.
Craig Stevens from the GAIN Coalition, Grow America's Infrastructure Now. Tell you what, folks, pay attention to this. Pay attention to this very closely. When you're putting out movies adapted from eco-Marxist authors who write a book, How to Blow Up a Pipeline, you're in danger. Very much. Craig Stevens, thank you. We appreciate you. Keep up the great work.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kind of What's On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. A lot going on at PetroServe USA these days. They are busy as ever in Harwood at that wonderful location there off I-29. Valley City, of course, always busy, and they're adding a new, expanded, two locations down to one, but bigger than the two previously in Castleton and soon Wahpeton, with a new expanded location as well. So much happening at PetroServe USA. All to serve you more home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. 45th Street, Fargo location, Tater Tot Hot Dish today, Sloppy Joe's in Glendon, Cheeseburger Mac at 12th Avenue and I-29, Lasagna or Tater Tot Hot Dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Meatloaf for Scallop Potatoes and Ham in Valley City. How's that for home cooking? grab-and-go convenience. By the way, all month long, Pizza Corner pizzas are $6.99. Stock up on the Pizza Corner pizzas from PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. New story breaking out of Louisville, Kentucky this morning. Five people are dead, six others, including a police officer, injured following a mass shooting at a bank in Louisville, Kentucky. Evidently, the gunman opened fire in the Old National Bank first floor conference room about 8:30 this morning. Eyewitnesses said the shooter appeared to have been armed with a long gun. The gun did this, Kevin. He just started shooting. Whoever was next to me got shot. Blood is on me from it, says an eyewitness. Police say the suspect is dead. Here's some bad news. A responding police officer shot in the head. His condition unknown at this time. According to preliminary information, the shooting is not to have been terror-related. You know, that term, that always kills me.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I'm thinking
deranged lunatics reap terror.
That's right. Yeah, if you're in a conference room, six people in the room, and, you know, a guy pulls out a gun and starts shooting, it's pretty much a terror event for everybody involved. I don't know what they mean by that exactly.
Well, they mean, you know, it still goes almost back to, you know, Islamic extremists, you know.
I think we need gun control because then this guy wouldn't have had a gun, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll give the guys in Nashville back their bullhorns and let them back in. They can start screaming about common sense gun laws. Yeah. Because that's the first and only solution to any of these problems, right? Especially with schools. Did you see Billy Woods, who's a Marion County Sheriff in Florida over the weekend?
I like that sheriff.
He's my hero. He's my new hero from the weekend. They had two girls got killed, and these teen thugs, and he spoke about what the media had asked him, and this was epic right here.
I know each of you in the media here and viewers out there probably heard us in law enforcement or even in community events talk about what is the problem. And I'm going to go ahead and address the first thing that I know it's going to come up. Because there are individuals out there viewing, and include some of you media, that want to blame the one thing that has no ability or the capacity to commit the crime itself. And that's the gun. These individuals committed the crime.
Sheriff, you mentioned the gun. Do we know how the suspect got a hold of the weapon?
Car burglaries. Ain't that right?
Is that right?
All the gun laws we got in place didn't prevent it, did it? Neither will any new ones. Because here's the fact. The bad guy's going to get a gun no matter what law you have put in place. These juveniles shouldn't even possess a handgun. But they did. And I'll go back to you. Add your question. A simple burglary, as some people will say, but I don't consider anything simple when it comes to a burglary. If the law allows me, I'll plaster their face up on this page, up on my page, up on media. I will hand it out if the law allows me, because parents have the right to know who their kids are hanging out with and preventing this.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. What he said.
What he said is right. If you have a question for Senator Kevin Cramer, get ready to ask it. You call us at 701-271-1100. You'll be here in about 12 minutes. Answer any questions or comments you have. You can also text those in. 701-237-1590. Here's a few comments. Hey, oil from Keystone XL is still foreign oil. That's North American oil. I'm not the biggest lover of the Keystone XL project because it was tar sands oil that are going down
Wouldn't that have, refineries. Had spurred some more refinery, though? Some more, because that was our bottleneck, because I always heard it was our refining capability.
Well, it is.
And that would have expanded our refining capabilities, which would have been nothing but a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of oil that they had actually worked with the refiners we do have, but I think the more oil, the more refinery capacity, including, by the way, what comes out of North Dakota, that sweet crude, that's what we needed more of that.
We're not moving any of it now, neither is Canada, really. So
yeah, we need more refineries for sure, but you got to get the oil to market. How about a short story, How to Shoot an Eco-Terrorist? Suggest somebody. Yeah, no. If there was such a movie, there would be 60-minute segments on exactly what was happening there. That's for sure.
Spot on.
And I mean, what the movie is basically saying is how to break the law, how to blow up a pipeline, blow up infrastructure. Outrageous.
MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.